from the Sky News Centre at 6. A change to guidance allowing people in care homes in England to get visits has been described as overdue. The Care Provider Alliance says it's important for people's well-being, although various restrictions will still apply. The UK and America have agreed to close a loophole which has led to claims that the family of Harry Dunn is being denied justice. The 19-year-old was killed in a road crash in August last year near a military base in Northamptonshire. Anne Sekulis, a US diplomat's wife, was able to return to America after claiming diplomatic immunity. The rules have now been changed, but the Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says he also supports Harry's relatives.
We're on their side. We feel there's a denial of justice being done here. The Prime Minister raised it with Mike Pompeo when he was here yesterday. We've made it clear that Anne Sekulis should return and face justice.
A police officer has been dragged 40 feet by a speeding car in Enfield in North London. Two men in the vehicle, which was driven at him, are being hunted by police. The officer escaped serious injury. Amber Heard's denied severing the fingertip of ex-husband Johnny Depp during an argument. She claims he was throwing bottles at her like grenades during evidence at his libel trial against The Sun, which labelled him a wife-beater, something he denies. In sport, Liverpool will lift the Premier League trophy tonight following their game against Chelsea at Anfield. Manager Jurgen Klopp says it'll be a special night.
100% one of the biggest, greatest days in my life. 100% to get finally our hands on this trophy where everybody was waiting so long for. And I think 2-3 years ago, nobody thought it will be possible for us.
Manchester United's match with West Ham has just started. A win for the home side at Old Trafford will take them into the top four. And Kim Kardashian West has been speaking about Kanye's bipolar disorder. He posted a message saying he'd been trying to divorce her, but later deleted the tweet. She's asking the media to give the couple compassion and empathy. She's described him on Instagram as a brilliant but complicated person. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello everybody, you are listening to Phoenix FM. My name is Ella Webb and this is World Wide Web.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three, action, No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby. Cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
Yeah. World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everyone, this is Ella Webb. You are listening to Phoenix FM and this is World Wide Web. Once again, in the studio with me today is my dad, my co-host, Mr. Paul Webb.
A very good evening to you all.
Hello. So, this week, our main story is, as you may already know, indoor pools and sports centres in England get ready to reopen. So you can finally go swimming, everyone who's been missing it so much. So swimming pools and indoor sports centres in England are being allowed to reopen as the government lifts restrictions brought to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak. So, what is reopening and when are things starting to reopen again?
Tell us.
So, outdoor swimming pools in England could reopened on the 11th of July. Indoor swimming pools, as well as gyms and other indoor sports centres, can do the same from the 25th of July, so in 3 days. However, anyone who wants to go for a swim will be asked for some of the following new guidelines. So what people have asked, what are the guidelines? So swimmers are being asked to spend as little time in the showers and changing rooms as possible to reduce the risk of spreading the virus. This means showering at home and arriving with your swimsuit already on under your clothes so you don't take as long to get changed.
Oh, so you don't actually have to just turn up in your speedos.
No.
Oh, that's good.
But like what we had to do at primary school when we went swimming, we had to, most of us wore our swimming costumes onto our school uniform just because it was easier when we get there.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yes. So people should also check the swimming pool website ahead of time to see if they need to book a specific time slot. Some swimming pools might introduce limits to how long someone can swim to manage the number of people in the pool at any one time. While in the pool, swimmers must keep apart and avoid overtaking one another. Swimming classes are allowed to restart as well. However, the teacher has to stay on one side of the pool, out of the water, and all equipment must be cleaned before and after being used. Which isn't, some people might say, no, that's not clear, that's not really clear. but it's kind of obvious. Of course, it has to be cleaned before and after use.
Yeah.
And the you have to stay away from each other. Even if it's someone you don't know swimming ahead of you and they're going a bit too slow, you can't overtake them for safety reasons.
Exactly, yeah. And this will become the new normal. You know, why? Yeah. You think, take away the whole virus thing, but why wouldn't shared equipment be cleaned before and after use?
Exactly.
It kind of makes sense. We've got a little bit too relaxed, I think, about the whole cleanliness issue. Not everyone is necessarily as hygienic and clean as everyone else.
Yes. So what about the rest of the UK? So what's happening with the rest of the UK? So there are no announcements yet for swimming pools to reopen in Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales. In Northern Ireland, gyms and playgrounds were allowed to reopen on the 10th of July, and indoor sports centres are scheduled to do the same on the 7th of August. In Scotland, people are now allowed to meet indoors and stay overnight with family or friends, with some restriction in numbers. The Scottish government says people must wear face masks in shops. The same rule will be introduced in England on the 24th of July. In Wales, cafes and restaurants are allowed to reopen to serve people outdoors, and hairdressers are allowed to reopen. It's kind of like the rest of the UK is behind us.
I think they're probably waiting to see what happens. Some of them are a little bit cautious. Scotland have been really cautious throughout.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they're waiting to see what happens in the UK.
Yeah.
How we get on.
Well, not the UK, England.
In England, sorry. In, yeah.
Yes. But you can kind of tell that, so in Northern Ireland, like swimming pools and outdoor centres are starting to reopen, but after we've opened ours. And then in Scotland, they're just introducing you can stay over at with friends and family and you have to wear face masks when you go out shopping, which we haven't done that yet, but we've introduced you can go and stay at a relative's or a friend's. Hmm. And then Wales is, if you think of it, they're a bit quite far behind us, because think, when did we open cafes and restaurants? To think of it, it was quite, not a while ago, but it seems like a while ago.
Probably a good 3 weeks ago, I think, isn't
it? Yeah, so they're about 3 weeks, and hairdressers. Yes, we opened them quite recently, but it was still about 3 weeks ago, so they're about 3 weeks behind us. And then Northern Ireland and Scotland are a bit closer, but not as far away as Wales are.
No.
So I think
they'll all get there, all in their own time.
But everyone's behind each other, not just like the UK and England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. Like other countries, like Italy, Spain, like some are in front, some are behind, some were in front but have now gone back, like with more cases rising, they've then gone back.
Well, I think that's the case. The governments in each country are reacting to how the virus has affected their own country.
Yeah.
Italy was obviously hit incredibly hard very early on.
And then we were kind of behind them. That's what people were worried about, that if we didn't listen, what happened to Italy would then happen to us.
Yeah, and they went into complete lockdown.
Yeah.
So to Spain, you know, you really couldn't go out.
No. Yes. So.
So.
Yes. So, a little fact, but did you know around 84% of the UK population lives within 2 miles of a swimming pool? Did you know that?
84%?
Yep, 84%.
Well, I never.
I know.
Mainly because swimming pools are built where there are people, I would imagine.
Where a lot of people are. They
wouldn't make much point in building a swimming pool. Mind you, actually, the one in Basildon, what's that called?
I don't know.
Sporting village or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
But I think where you are more going is they're not like in fields, like randomly putting fields on the side of a motorway. They're not like that. They're more like in a residential area where quite a lot, like here.
Like Brentwood Centre.
Yeah, like the Brentwood Centre. There's a swimming pool here because there's quite a lot of people who live around here.
Yes.
Yes. So if people also ask, is it safe to swim?
What, full stop or at the moment?
Is it safe to swim? Full stop.
Okay. Depends if there's sharks.
Not in a swimming pool.
Oh.
Not in the sea.
Well, you didn't say.
Dear me. But I did think this, just like, you're going in the water, how is it not safe? Like, you're going in the water, yes, there's other people in the water, but you're in the water, so you're technically having a wash, kind of.
Mm.
But at the same time, you could think of it, you're having a wash in other people's water, because there are other people in the pool.
Which other people could have spat out into or something equally yucky.
Nice, thanks. Mm.
Well, sorry, you know, that's the reality, unfortunately. I'm personally not going to go swimming anytime soon. But I don't think anybody yet knows about what does the chlorine in the water do? Does it
clean
does
it?
Well, this is it, but does it kill off the virus or does it control the virus? Does it not do anything?
Who knows? So
somebody knows.
Someone knows, yes. So most public swimming pools use a chemical called chlorine, as we were just talking about, to get rid of germs. The World Health Organization, WHO?
WHO?
Has said that swimming in a chlorinated swimming pool is safe. The Health Organization in the UK have said that the level of chlorine used will help protect against the coronavirus, as we were just saying. But that was your question, so we've kind of just answered your question in that. Yes. So, however, people are advised to keep their distance from one another still, although they're in a pool, which will kill the germs. So that's what I was kind of saying. Does it kill the germs? Is it safe to swim? Because in the chlorinated water, it's basically washing all the germs off of you. So is it still safe? Because most people...
But it's not a germ, is it? It's a virus. It's not a germ.
No, but
it's a bit more than that.
It kills all the viruses, like soap. It says it kills 99% of germs. That doesn't say viruses, does it?
No.
But we're still told to wash our hands a lot more. So does hand sanitizer. It says germs, not viruses.
Correct.
So
it's antibacterial, not antiviral.
Exactly. So bacteria and germs.
But WHO have obviously done their research.
Yes.
And if WHO say it's safe, then
WHO?
Let's trust in WHO.
The World Health Organization.
Hmm.
Short for WHO.
WHO.
We're not just asking WHO.
WHO?
WHO? So, talking about swimming pools and water, next up, I couldn't really find a song linking to pools. I couldn't really find a song called Pools.
No.
So, I thought water kind of links. This is where, if you were listening to Ian's show, I said about the double Ellie Goulding. First up, this one, talking about water, we've got River by Ellie Goulding.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money. I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me, you know. He put me at ease. And he loved me so naughty, made me so weak. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. So hard to handle. I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Oh, I wish I had a river so long, I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate. Away on. I made It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
There you go. I put you in the Christmas season, maybe a bit too early.
Yeah. But happy Christmas, everyone.
Happy Christmas, everyone, in July.
To be fair, she does only say it's coming on Christmas. She doesn't say it's now Christmas.
No, so, it's coming on Christmas. It will cutting be. Down the trees, reindeers.
Yeah, a bit early to cut down the trees. Mm. I'm sure there are reindeers around. But,
yeah, there are reindeers. You know. People might be cutting down trees. They might be in the way.
Didn't say what sort of tree, did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it didn't say Christmas trees. No. It just said trees.
Nah.
And it said it's coming on Christmas. It's July. Going into December.
It's closer to next Christmas than it is last Christmas.
Exactly. Yes. So now on World Wide Web, we have the Around the World update. So once again, one from me, one from you, then one back.
Okay.
So the first one, it's in Colombia. Arrows the dog lends a helping paw. So a Labrador dog called Arrows is delivering food to people in a city in Colombia. His owner, Maria Navidad Montero, runs a small food market. Before the coronavirus outbreak, Eros would accompany her and her children when they delivered food to customers' homes. Now, after some practice, he recognises their names and remember where they live and can deliver it on his own in return for dog treats. He's a very clever dog.
Clearly, yeah.
But he can look at the name and go, they live there. So that we can do that. I didn't know a dog could do that.
I'm still shocked that you managed to say the person's name.
It's not that hard.
Really?
Maria Navidad Montero.
Okay. Obviously, yeah.
But I'm just shocked that he can recognise the name and know exactly where they live and then come back. I want a dog like that. Okay. That knows where someone lives and then they go to it and then come back. But I think,
for treats.
Yeah, but I think what it means is when he goes and gives them the treat, no, gives them their food, it's kind of like what we have here, like the delivery trucks, where some people get their food delivered. But in this way, he's going to deliver them, and then the people give him dog treats in return.
Yeah.
So here's your food, here's your dog treats. Yes.
Good job.
So now our next one, which is by you.
Now we're going to Paris.
Yep, so Paris, from Colombia,
France,
to Paris.
Yeah, where the Louvre has reopened. Very famous museum, home of the Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci, don't you know? It's reopened to the public after all of this time. Usually get about 30,000 people per day.
30,000?
30,000 visitors per
wow.
day, usually.
Usually, so it could be more than that.
Well, no, because they're having to restrict it to about 7,000. For obvious reasons, they can't have 30,000 people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big place,
yeah.
Lots of corridors, but even so, 30,000 would do too many. So, yeah, they're down to 7,000.
That's still a lot of people, 7,000 people per day.
It
or
is.
Even per week.
I mean, I don't know what their opening times are, but it will be all the way through the day. But
yeah.
One of the restrictions that they've introduced is that you can only have something like 20 or 30 people going in at any one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to book a particular time slot to go in.
Yeah.
But yeah, good news. Good news for France, good news for Paris. And I think the Eiffel Tower has also reopened. I think we might have even said that on the show last week.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the story last, one of the Around the World stories last week.
Yeah. So yeah, good news.
Yes. And our last Around the World story this week is in Greece. New law bans plastic bottles. So in Greece is introducing a law that bans the use of disposable plastic, such as takeaway coffee cups and water bottles. The government says that Greeks use around 2 billion plastic bottles a year. I thought it was about to say a day. I was like, whoa, they need to cut down.
Yeah.
But a year, that's still a lot, 2 billion a year. Greece's new law is in line with the European Union, the EU, plans to ban most single-use plastics by 2021, next year.
It is.
Yes. The EU is an organisation of 27 countries. I'm pretty sure we've talked about this previous on this show in Europe, that works together to trade peace and follow some of the same rules. That was all what Brexit was about.
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of, yes.
It's not saying that we don't want to follow the rules anymore.
No.
We just want to follow our own rules.
Yes. We want to be rebels and follow our own rules.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was all the around the world stories. We went from Colombia to France to Greece.
Yeah, and good on Greece. Good initiative, that is. Good luck with that.
I like our around the world stories because we always go different parts of the world.
Little global tour.
Yeah, little global tour. And that's exactly what World Wide Web is. Mm. Talking about, not all the time, the main story, most of the time, the main stories from the UK. But not all the time. Sometimes it's from different countries. That's what the World Wide Web is about.
Stories that people might not have seen on the news over here.
Yes, exactly. So our next song, not story, song, is our second Ellie Goulding song and our final Ellie Goulding song. It's not a whole Ellie Goulding takeover show. So the law is someone has power to set a law. So we've got, I don't think it's a Christmas song. Hopefully not. But we've got Power by Ellie Goulding.
Painted to pure perfection, we had a real connection. Bodies aching, overtaken. You kept me at a distance, not asking any questions. Fingers pressing, learning lessons. Beautiful lights on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so loud. All I hear is static. I'm not the material girl. Everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your want the power. No, I'm not chasing paper, and I'm not faking neither. Take me higher, this will expire. Your self-obsession's boring. Sorry if I'm ignoring. Mindless actions lead to destruction. Beautiful lights on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so loud. All I hear is static. I'm not the material girl. Everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown is putting me down. You just want the power. You're not really down for love. You just want the power.
We have Give Me Your Love by Sigala, John Newman and Nile Rodgers.
I may be selfish, but I take your pain. When you get weak, I'll make you strong again. When all is lost, I will comfort you. So give me your love, I need it. Give me your heart, I'm bleeding. Give me your love, I need it. Oh yeah.
On World Wide Web, we have this week's food. Talk.
It's a talk.
Last week was a debate about full English breakfasts. That was a good food debate, though. Although we kind of agreed, we were both half and half. We weren't fully yes, it's a good one, but we weren't fully no. There's lots of other options.
I'm going full English on Sunday, I think.
I'm having full English with pancakes.
No, waffles. You're not. That's ridiculous.
Yes, I am.
The amount of food you had.
So, this week's food talk is not about full English breakfasts, but it's about hot dog eaters breaking a record. So, records were broken at a hot dog eating contest held in the US on the 4th of July. So, that's the US
Independence Day. Yes.
So, Joey Chestnut, I thought he would win the chestnut.
Joey Chestnut.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Won the men's title for eating 75 hot dogs with buns in 10 minutes. Wow. That must have given him an indigestion.
I would imagine so. You'd hope so, anyway.
Yeah. Eating 75 in 10 75. Minutes.
75?
Yes. I can't even eat my breakfast in 10 minutes.
That's a ridiculous. That's like over seven, obviously. 7.5 a minute.
Yes.
How do you do that?
It probably just stuff them in his cheeks, like a
yeah. But then you still got to swallow them. And actually, I imagine he slowed down. Minutes 8, 9, and 10. You'd like to think were a bit slower, and he didn't eat 7 or 8 a minute.
Yeah,
which means earlier on, he was probably up at about 12.
How did he get it exactly 75, not like 71 or 72, like an odd number?
Just kept eating.
No, but like the way he's got it on exactly 75, it could have been like 76 or 74. Like, how do you get... No, like five and tens. Like, how did you do it? Like, I don't know.
10 minutes. He just happened to eat 75.
Why 75?
It doesn't really matter whether it was 71 or 76. It was just 75. Anyway. The clock stopped at 10 minutes. Right, that's enough. How many have you eaten? 75. What?
What if he ate 75 and a half?
Well, it's still only 75. Well, they wouldn't count the half.
Talking about half, are you saying they don't count it? Miki Sudo won the women's title for eating, ready, 48 and a half hot dogs. So you said half don't count.
I wouldn't have counted the half.
Yeah, but she still ate, maybe they were all cut into halves, so they'd count them by halves.
Maybe.
So that's how she got the half. Yes.
They'd have to be cut into half, because you can't just say, well, that's about half.
Yeah.
This is a world record we're talking about.
Yeah.
Can't go about. It's got to be exact.
Yep, but she ate 48 and a half hot dogs with buns in the same time, so 10 minutes. So,
I mean, even that, 48 and a
half. That's almost 50.
What's the matter with these people?
They clearly like hot dogs.
Obviously.
Exactly. So both set the new record. The events were held outdoors at Coney Island in New York. However, this year, the event was held indoors with a limit of numbers of competitors because of the coronavirus outbreak. I thought it'd be the other way around. It's normally held indoors, but it was outdoors this year.
No.
I was saying
it was outdoors for this year, it was indoors.
But I thought it'd be the other way around.
Yeah, like, well, indoors they can restrict how many people turn up to watch.
Yeah, true. But still, that many hot dogs in 10 minutes, both of them, 10 minutes.
No.
Wow.
Ketchup? Mustard?
No. In the picture, there's no ketchup or mustard. It's just plain frankfurter in a bun. No sauce or anything.
Oh, it's got to be pretty dry. That's a lot of bread.
And it wouldn't even be warm anymore. Like, the first couple would be warm, but then, like, in the 70s, or even like, a bit earlier than that, they would start to go cold. Although it is only 10 minutes.
It's not long, is it?
No. Well, we should try it. See how long it takes
right.
for a hot dog to cool down.
I've seen how quickly you eat. You'd eat one.
What, in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I can't even eat my breakfast in 10 minutes.
No, exactly.
Yes. So there were actually two stories I could have done, but I thought I'd leave the second one for our little story talk.
No.
As one of our little stories. Because I thought I don't want to have both of them as a food talk and then only have one little story. So it is food related, so I'm going to ask, can you guess what it is?
How can anyone guess? It's so random. It's American again, isn't it?
Yes.
It's another part of American's staple diet.
Yes.
And it's not waffles.
No.
Or burgers.
Oh.
So I've narrowed it down. There you go.
Yeah, narrowed it down by two. It could be tacos. It's not.
It's not.
It's not, that's why I said it.
No.
But something that we call it, kind of something, we say its full name. I'm kind of not giving it away, but I'm giving you a big hint. We say its full name, but the Americans say it shortened. There you go. So try and guess. And then you might be right. You might have the right answer, but you don't know. Who knows?
Who knows?
We don't.
Who knows?
We know.
You have to keep listening, find out.
Yep, keep listening to find out what it is. So our next song this week is You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. In the street, that's a knockout. But you say it in a tweet, that's a cop out. And I'm just like, hey, are you okay? And I ain't trying to mess with your self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun. And snakes and stones never broke my bum, so oh, 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 working all night. You just need to take several seats and then try to restore the peace and control your urges to scream about all the people you hate. Cause shade never made anybody less gay, so on the internet, comparing all the girls who are killing it. But we figured you out, we all know now. We all got crowns, you need to calm down. Uh-oh, 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 uh-oh. You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
You're being too loud.
You're being too loud.
And I'm just like,
uh-oh, uh-oh,
uh-oh, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You need to just stop. Can you stop? Like, can you just not?
So that was You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift.
You need to calm down.
I don't need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
I'm not hyper this week. Most of the time I'm hyper. But yes, I'm not hyper this week. Those people eating the hot dogs need to calm down though.
I don't imagine they went running too fast right after that.
Probably stuffed. No, but they need to calm down. How can you eat 75 hot dogs in 10 minutes? Like, you need to calm down. That is kind of why I put the song after, because, like, you need to calm down, you need to calm down, stop eating so many hot dogs. Yes. So, as I said, our second little story this week, I'm not going to say what it is yet, you can still have a little bit of time to guess while I say our first little story, is food related. Can you try and guess while I'm saying this first story? So, our first little story this week is the smell of space. Who's smelt space? Put your hand up if you smelt space.
See, I've got an issue with this.
Why?
Because you can't. Nobody can smell space.
Exactly.
Because.
So no one knows if this perfume smells like space.
Exactly. So it's nonsense. You can smell the inside of a spaceship or whatever, just space station.
It might just smell of water. Although, think in space, there's not as much. There's barely any carbon. Like greenhouse gases like we have here. So we're used to this smell of like greenhouse gases and stuff like that. So it might smell completely different in space where there's no greenhouse gases.
Yeah, it might do.
It's all
but
trapped
who in our knows?
Atmosphere.
Who knows? Because the only time anyone is outside in space, they've got a spacesuit on with a helmet. Therefore, you can't smell anything. All you can smell is the inside of your spacesuit.
Your breath.
Nice.
Hopefully they brushed their teeth before. So, a bottle of perfume has been developed that captures the smell of being in space. The fragrance called Eau de Space.
Oh. Come on.
No, it's
Eau de Space, is that it?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, they've really thought about that, haven't they?
I know. It's based in the scent of that NASA originally put together. So a space company has put together a perfume and they haven't even smelled what space smells like. Well, they have, but with masks on. Ready? It did this so the astronauts wouldn't be surprised once they were up in space. So I don't think it's one that you can have for yourself. Like, oh, I'll just buy the space-smelling perfume. I think it's like, especially for astronauts. But interesting.
Still confused.
Yes. Astronauts have described that space. This is weird. This being in space is smelling a cross between fireworks, steak, and raspberries.
What? I mean, the first one I can kind
fireworks,
of understand,
yeah.
Bizarrely.
Steak
and raspberries.
Interesting.
How does anyone even think, oh yeah, that smells a bit like fireworks, a bit like steak.
Oh, and there's a hint of raspberry.
Oh yeah, that's it, raspberry.
Interesting. Bit weird, but
yeah.
Okay. People can order the perfume online now ahead of its release in September. Who's going to get it? I actually want someone to get it and then ask, what did it actually smell like? Did it smell of raspberries, fireworks, and steak.
Someone
should get it. Or buy it for a friend for their birthday, and then ask them what it smells like, and then you can tell us what it smells like. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Yes.
Strange scent. Mind you, what was it last week? Was it last week or the week before last? Marmite and Lynx.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
That's an odd combo as well.
Yes. So, now I've given you a bit of time to think about what our second food story could be. So, well, it's not food story, it's our second little story, but it's about food. So, it's macaroni cheese fresh from the tap. So, can you see where I got it from? The Americans call it mac and cheese, we call it macaroni cheese. Sort of where it came from. So, the idea of macaroni cheese from a tap is about to become reality. On the 26th of June, the US company called Stouffer's announced on social media that they had invented a machine to serve it. It's very real, the company wrote. We created a Mac on Tap dispenser, delivering mac and cheese straight from a tap. The machines are not set to be released for some time this year. The company has been asked for suggestions on where people want to see them placed. Make a mac and cheese shop, like what McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, stuff like that, but one where it's mac and cheese. So, fast food, and obviously it is fast because it's a mac and cheese dispenser, you just have to pull down the handle with a tub and there you go.
They'll have them at like gas stations, as they probably call them.
Gas stations.
Mm. Well, actually, no, in Americans, they'll probably have them outside primary schools or something as well.
But I think they should do like what they have for Taco Bell and McDonald's and KFC and stuff like that. Have its own like shop, restaurant, fast food place, and like sell it like that. Interesting.
Mm. I don't think I'll be partaking if it comes over here.
No, but I think they just put like the macaroni cheese. And then the cheese, like the macaroni and then the cheese, and then it mixes it together. And then when you pull the lever down, it's already like coated in the cheesiness instead of just putting the
cheesiness.
Yeah, on top of the
macaroni. Yeah, but it's not going to be proper macaroni cheese like mummy makes or like grandma makes. It's going to be just plasticky cheese.
How do you know?
Because it will. Anything that's dispensed from a tap
is
not going to be proper macaroni cheese.
What, like Mr. Whippy ice cream?
Different.
No, it's still from a tap dispenser.
Trust me.
No, I don't, sorry.
Thanks.
So, you're welcome. So, they were our two little stories this week. So, next up, we have... So, I think this macaroni cheese from the tap would probably, if it's like a fast food place, I'm pretty sure it'd be a bit cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
So, our
where next, are you going with this, I wonder? Is it a bit of a thrill as well?
Yeah. What's your name? Paul. Our next song is Cheap Thrills by Sia and Sean Paul.
Ugh.
I'm so good at putting these songs together with stories.
Yeah.
Like, even if they barely link.
Yeah, I'm great at it. Yeah, they barely link.
But yeah, not very well, but...
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Bada bang bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Bada bang bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long till I hit the dance floor.
You
baby, I don't need no money.
You're worth more than diamonds, more than gold. you
baby,
and me. To the floor and make me see your energy, because me not play no hide and seek. Office is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl. Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat,
make the beat just take control.
I don't need. As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby,
don't see you, you're not in every window I look through. And I don't miss you, you're not in every single thing I do. I don't think we're meant to be, and you are not the missing piece. I won't hear it whenever anybody says your name. And I won't feel it even when I'm bursting into flames. I don't regret the day I left. I don't believe that I was blessed. I'm probably lying to myself again.
I wanna tell all my friends, but I don't think they would understand. It's something I've just
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
So that was Empty Space by James Arthur and Cheap Thrills by Sia and Sean Paul.
Sean Paul. That's what he sounds like.
Thanks for that.
In real life.
Thanks. Anyway. So that's all from me this week, but I will leave you in the capable hands of Andy Gilson and The Orient Hour. I'll be back next week with more from the amazing magazine, The Week Junior. And remember, new week, new news, you finish it off.
On World Wide Web.
Exactly. World.
Everyone knows.
If you don't know, how are you listening? And I've said it a couple of times in my show, World Wide Web.
And if you do know and you are listening,
tell friends.
Tell everyone. Yes, and if you haven't, everyone. Why not?
Exactly. So have a lovely evening. Stay safe. Goodbye.
I'm just praying you can figure this out. When there's nothing left, you know I'll still be around. And if all of this is dragging you under, I'll remind you of the wilderness wonder. I'm just praying we can figure this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, I know it's hard for you to talk, bare your soul and open up. I will wait for you, I will wait for you. Can't pretend to understand, I'll be here to hold your hand. I will wait for you, I will wait for you. I can't imagine everything you've been through. Taking the bad times and made them good. Cause when everything is dragging me under, you remind me of the wilderness wonder. And I'm just glad that we have figured this out. These better dreams, they seem to last. And even though it's in the past, no. Sweet. And I can't pretend to understand.